following message is presented by First Baptist Church of Morgan City, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmc.org. Now the message.
If you have your Bibles tonight, we'll be in Galatians chapter 6. We've been talking about the fruits of the Spirit. We've been talking about the law all the way through this letter to the church at Galatia that Paul wrote to them. We saw the emphasis and how the letter was structured in such a way. He does the introduction. He does the body. He does the teaching about the law. We worked our way through the works of the flesh, how they outnumber the fruits of the Spirit, almost 3-1. And then we broke down the fruits of the Spirit one by one. We put them in clusters of three different clusters of the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit. As you look at this Gola team and as you look at different people serving throughout the week, as you look at different people in ministry, the question often surfaces in my mind, you know, do we get all of these fruits of the Spirit at once? Do they have to be developed one at a time? Do some people have stronger fruits of the Spirit than others do? We'll talk about that here in a little while, but in the tail end of chapter 5, as we looked at and wrapped up last week, Paul said that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. And he says, against such things there is no law. So he keeps bringing up this matter of the law. And once again, as we get into the passage in chapter 6, he brings up the matter of the law once again. So what you see happening in chapter 6, as you break it down and look at it, you just kind of see a culmination of all the fruits of the Spirit working in this one situation. So I don't know if Paul was talking about a specific situation that was taking place in this particular church, or if he's writing this as an example to show you how all of these fruits of the Spirit work together as we bear one another's burdens. So as you go to the Word of God, Galatians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, Apostle Paul writes this. He says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load." So there's four specific things as we unpack this passage. And as I read through that, how many of those fruits of the Spirit did you notice taking place in this particular situation? Verse 1, you see love and joy in helping out another person who has fallen, who has been overtaken in a trespass. You see gentleness, that you have to handle a situation just like that. And he notes gentleness specifically. He says you have to restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. You've got to have that fruit of gentleness to help someone else who has been overtaken in a trespass. Verse 2, we get into the burden-bearing part of it. What do you have to have for burden-bearing? You have to have kindness. You have to have goodness. You have to first identify the need, see the need, and then handle the need with the spirit of kindness and goodness. And then when he talks about the law of Christ, what is the law of Christ? The law of Christ is love. It is all enveloped in the spirit of love, the number one on the list of the fruits of the Spirit. And in verse 3, how do you handle this situation? You have to handle it with meekness and with humility. And then in verse 4, he says there's rejoicing when you see a situation like this handled in the right way. So you have this peace, like Ryan mentioned just a moment ago. This fruit of peace is developed when you're examining your own work and rejoicing when this matter has been resolved. So there's four specific things I want you to see that our fruits, our spiritual fruits help us in. Number one, spiritual fruits help us to build up. We're building each other up. Verse 1, he says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness." So this word trespass, what is it describing in the original language? It describes a traveler who is on a slippery road or an icy road, or he's on a rugged trail and he has unintentionally fallen down. So this trespass is not a blatant sin. It's not a flagrant sin. It's something that they have unintentionally fallen into. I had several people note on the bulletin this morning, the little trail going up the hill, and I said, man, that looks like a rugged set of steps. I wouldn't want to travel it. I don't know how long it goes. I had several people comment on that, and the verse that went with it was that we walk by faith and not by sight. So just imagine somebody going up a trail or a set of steps like that. Maybe it's raining. Maybe it has been raining. Maybe there's morning dew on it. And all of a sudden, they just slip and fall down. If there's no one there to help them up, they're in a bind. They're in a pickle. Most of you, if you fall down, you want to make sure that somebody is around that knows about it. You can contact someone. But just imagine being on a slippery trail, an icy road, and falling down, and there's nobody around to help. Well, that's exactly what this word trespass is describing. You've unintentionally fallen down. It's been an accident. And now you're looking for someone to help you out of this situation. So I shared a verse with you this morning in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. It says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if one falls down, the other one is there to help him up. But woe to he who is alone when he falls. So Paul says here that if a man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, help to restore this individual, get them back up on their feet, get them back on the trail, get them going in the right direction. We also see this situation in the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. Jesus describes a man who is beaten by robbers, left on the wayside. Several people walk around him, ignored him, but this one person had compassion. He says, this is not something that this guy asked for. He's in a bind. He is unintentionally fallen down and fallen in the hands of the robbers. Let me see what I can do to help this person. So the whole purpose of our church, the whole purpose of the body of Christ, the whole purpose of a Gola team, the whole purpose of missionaries, the whole purpose of ministries, but the whole purpose of the body of Christ is to have a group of people that will build you up, not tear you down. And Paul's writing this letter to a church who has obviously experienced somewhat of a disunity. And Paul is stressing to them, there are some of you who are spiritual in this church. Maybe you're not helping the ones that you're supposed to help. God has built you up. God has matured you. God has brought you to a position where you can help other people. And now he's saying, when you see someone who's overtaken in a trespass, maybe it's not their fault. The ones who are spiritual, those who are mature, those who have these fruits matured in their lives, Paul says, you're the ones that need to step up and help these people out. So the church is here to build up. It's not here to tear down. And when life gets tough and when life takes an unexpected turn, there's always a group here that should be there to help you pick those pieces back up, pray for you, and get back on your feet. But when you intentionally separate yourself from the body, guess what happens? You don't have that accountability. You don't have that assistance. You don't have that group to help you out. Ecclesiastes 4 says, woe to he who is alone when he falls, for he does not have another to lift him up. Do you have somebody that's building you up today? Or if you're spiritually mature enough, do you have someone that you are building up? Someone that you're encouraging, someone that maybe you're stirring up the gifts that God has placed into them. I know I've had mentors in my life. I know I've had people that have poured into me. I know I've had people that have texted and called at just the right time, sent a little gift, a little thank you card, and it came along. Just it has built me up and just given me a second wind to keep on going. But the body of believers is here to build each other up. For when a time like this comes, not if, but when a time like this comes, those who are spiritually mature should reach out and restore such one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself first, lest you also be tempted. So Paul's saying you need to help each other out, but you also need to consider yourself as well. He's given a word of encouragement here for the spiritually mature to help those who have fallen, but he's also giving a clear warning. The danger here is that sometimes we're naturally judgmental. We tend to look down on those who have fallen. What do we say? I knew that wasn't going to last long. I knew they'd go back to their old ways. I knew that this was going to happen. We are naturally judgmental. But Paul is saying, you who are spiritual, you shouldn't be judgmental like that. You should have a spiritual conduct, or you should have a way of exhibiting your life that is guided by the Holy Spirit. He says, you are the ones that are to reach down and restore that person. Help them to pick up the broken pieces. He says, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. So that word restore there, in the original language, it describes a fisherman either mending a net that has been torn, or it describes a physician who is resetting a broken bone. And that's exactly what we've got to do. We find those people just like Jesus found that Samaritan woman at the well. She was broken. Her life was shattered. And what he helped her to do is he helped her to reset everything back the way it should have been. So Paul's calling out the spiritually mature. He's saying you are the ones that need to step up from time to time. But you also need to be aware. The thing to remember here, there's a danger when you get into a situation to try to help someone out. Maybe you've battled that temptation before. Maybe you know you're not quite ready to face that. That's the situation that you need to be aware of and beware of before diving off into it. Am I spiritually mature enough? And I think that's why he goes on to say, examine your own work first. Make sure that you're prepared for it before you help build another person up. So another thing that we see that spiritual fruits do, spiritual fruits help us to bear burdens. This word burden here, in the original language, it describes a hardship or a tremendous weight. But the thing that it describes most of all is the pack that a soldier carries. He's got to have all of his equipment in it. Some of it is heavy. Some of it he's got to carry for miles and miles and miles. But eventually, after carrying that burden for so long, it gets tiresome. His back gets sore. It gets heavier and heavier and heavier every step of the way. Paul says to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So back a couple of years ago when we were moving, we actually had to move this thing twice. We've got this huge upright piano. We had to move it all the way from De Quincy. We had to put it in a place where we were staying temporarily. I knew that once we got it in there, we were going to have to move it once again. Now, I've got one guy, I almost lost a friend over this piano because he says, don't ever call me if you've got to move this piano again. I don't know what they put in that, but it is heavy. It doesn't look heavy, but it is real compact, and it weighs a ton. It took at least five of us to get it through the door without scratching the floor up or anything else. This piano, it has just been a burden, but I knew that I couldn't handle it by myself. And I knew that two people probably would not be able to handle it. So I had to have several friends to help me to move this piano from one place to another. On my own, I would have never been able to move it by myself. Four or five of us, we were able to easily bear this burden and get it from point A to point B. Without damaging anything around us, without damaging the piano itself. Sometimes the burdens that we bear in life get like that. They get heavy. They get more than we can stand by ourselves. And being a part of a community of believers, you are there to help bear one another's burdens. And so the burdens here that the Apostle Paul is talking about are more than just physical. They are spiritual. And by helping others overcome their trespasses that he's talking about, we fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Love. Genuine Christian love is expressed through actions of mercy, compassion, and the spirit of brotherhood. When you are helping another brother or sister in Christ lift a burden up, you are showing the most genuine form of love that you can. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, he says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. That's the law that the Apostle Paul is saying you are fulfilling when you help to lift one another's burdens. For me to tell you that I love you is one thing. For me to write you a note saying that I have these emotions of love, I love you as a brother, I love you as a sister, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my mom, I love my in-laws. But the best way that I can express that is when I step in and help them out in a situation. And when you say that you love me as your pastor, when you say you love me as a brother in Christ, the way I know for sure is when you step in and help me to lift a burden when that burden gets too heavy for me to move on my own. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. If you see someone struggling, if you see someone carrying a burden way longer than they should, it's more than they can stand, and you don't step in and say, how can I help you out? You're really not expressing true, genuine Christian love. But the Apostle Paul says, from time to time, you're going to find someone who's overtaken in a trespass. It's none of your business how they got there. It's none of your business why this is happening in their life. The only business that you have is to step in and help them to bear that burden the best that you can. As long as you are spiritually mature enough to handle that situation without falling into temptation yourself. This next thing that we see in verses 3 and 4, spiritual fruits help us also to become transparent. How transparent are you? Paul says to first examine yourself to determine whether you are spiritually mature enough to help out. It would be foolish to wade off into a situation in which you had your own struggles and you're also still somewhat vulnerable to temptation. He says, for if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. This word examine in the original language means to try out, to test, or to regard as worthwhile. When's the last time you've had a self-examination? When's the last time you've really been transparent and said, Lord, just examine my heart. Where are my faults? Where are my strengths? What are the areas that I need to work on? Before I go off and help someone to bear a burden, Lord, is there something that I need to address myself? Jesus had something to say about that in his Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 through 5, he said, how can you say to your brother, let me get the speck out of your eye, when you got a log in your own eye? He says, first, you need to examine yourself. What's obstructing your vision? What is keeping you from effectively helping this person with this little tiny speck in their eye? Is there something in the way that is keeping you from helping this person? And the first step that you need to take is examine yourself. Get that plank, get that log out of your eye, and then you'll be able to see clearly to remove the speck in your own brother's eyes. The primary danger here that the Apostle Paul is talking about is someone who is filled with pride. That is when the spiritual fruit of gentleness and humility comes into play. All of these fruits are wrapped up in this one passage. He spells out gentleness, but right here he's saying, you've got to have a high degree of humility to examine your own self first. Make sure that you're not going to be tempted in this situation. Then and only then can you step in and help this brother that's been overtaken in a trespass. This is also where having accountability groups comes into play at. You know, I see this brother that needs help. I'm looking at my own self. I'm afraid that if I help him out and get into this situation, I'm going to be tempted in some way. Can you come help me? Let's do this together. Let's have an accountability group to help this brother out. Two are better than one. So let's go in. Let's be stronger. Let's better. And let's become transparent before this brother. Let's just bear it all out before him and say, we want to help you in any way that we possibly can. And last, we see this, that spiritual fruits help us to behave responsibly. Verse 5, he says, for each one shall bear his own load. So part of implementing these spiritual fruits and mastering the personal spiritual disciplines that we're talking about on Sunday mornings is that our goal is to ultimately bear our own burdens. But while we are doing so, we need Christian brothers and sisters to help us out when we stumble along the way. I need you. You need me. We need each other. But all that we're talking about on Sunday mornings about these personal spiritual disciplines is helping us to behave responsibly. All of these fruits of the Spirit, they're given to us. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, self-control. That's exactly what the Apostle Paul is talking about. For each one shall bear his own load. You might not be able to do it right now. You might not be able to do it in a few weeks. You might need some help along the way, but ultimately he said, when you reach that point of spiritual maturity, when all of these fruits of the Spirit begin to develop in your life, you should reach a point sometime or another in your own Christian life where these burdens, these loads become easier and easier to bear. When we bear one another's burdens, we are functioning the way that God intended the church to function. We're stirring up each other's gifts. We're spurring each other along. We're building one another up. We're seeing each other's needs, and then we're meeting those needs. When we don't do that, the foundation becomes very, very, very unstable. So each and every one of us, each and every one of you, you are a very intricate part to the stability of the body of believers here at First Baptist Church. If any one person becomes weak, if any one person becomes missing, the foundation becomes unstable. This game is a familiar one. It's Jenga. It's all based upon stability. It's all based upon each and every part doing what it's supposed to do. Right now, all the weight is equally distributed. You miss one piece, probably not going to be a very big deal. Depends on which piece it is. One piece goes out, it's not a really big deal. Maybe we're not missing their talents just yet. Maybe someone else is making up for that loss and that piece that has stepped away from the rest of the body of believers. You miss a couple of pieces, probably not going to be a big deal either. But the more those pieces start to miss, the more those pieces come out of the body, the more unstable the foundation becomes, the more shakier it gets. As long as all those pieces are in place, not a big deal. It's pretty stable. But you reach a point to where each and every part now becomes pretty crucial to the stability of the whole structure. The fruits of the Spirit in your life, are they interconnected? I think they do rely upon each other. For you to have peace, you've got to have joy. For you to have joy, you've got to have patience. For you to be able to help other people out and become an intricate part of the body, you've got to put all of those fruits to work. Bearing one another's burdens. So when we start having pieces that are missing, guess what? The other pieces that still exist, They're having to bear more and more and more of the burden. And it's just not functioning the way it was meant to be. The foundation becomes more and more unstable with every part that is missing. Apostle Paul says that we are to bear one another's burdens so that the body will function the way that it is supposed to, and the body will remain as stable as possible. Because all it takes is one weak link, one person to stumble. When all the pieces become missing, each and every time, we're in danger of losing the whole thing. So whose burden are you bearing tonight? Who are you helping to support along the way? And in this coming week, how many families are going to be here that maybe have several pieces missing out of their system at home? Or maybe who do we need to find to start plugging in to different places? Is there a place where they can fit in here in our body to help the foundation become more and more secure? Do we want to keep letting these pieces just vanish and disappear, creating hollow spots in an unstable foundation? That's what this morning's sermon was all about. Going out and finding other bodies, the bodies, parts of the body that are missing right now, helping them find their purpose here at First Baptist Church, to become a part of our family and help us to become as stable as possible. When you look at it in a grand scheme of things, the healthier our body is right here at First Baptist Church, the healthier God's kingdom becomes. And as we continue to put those pieces in place, the body becomes stronger. The foundation becomes more stable. We're practicing personal spiritual disciplines. We're seeing those fruits of the Spirit fully develop and mature. And we're seeing a foundation that will withstand just about anything that comes along. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. We just thank you so much for your love for us. And God, I thank you for this body of believers that is here, Lord God. I can see this body becoming stronger and stronger day by day. And I pray, Lord God, that you'll continue raising up believers here at First Baptist Church, helping us to go out and find those lost sheep, those who have gone astray, those who have yet to find the hope that is found only in Jesus Christ, so that our body here will become stronger, more stable, and then we'll be able to help bear one another's burdens. God, I thank you for this letter to the church at Galatia, Lord God, and what we can glean from it. I thank you for this Gola team, Lord God, and how they have helped us to become stronger and more stable during this week of Vacation Bible School. And I pray, Lord God, as they continue this summer, week in and week out, going from church to church, Lord God, that you would be honored, you would be glorified, your kingdom would be increased. And I pray, Lord, also that you would make them stronger, each and every person that is on this Gola team, that you would help them to mature fully into the believer that you want them to be. Lord, I pray that they'll find purpose. I pray that they'll find peace. I pray that they'll find joy in what they're doing. And I pray most of all, Lord God, for this coming week, that we would see many, many people come to faith through what takes place here at Vacation Bible School, as we explore the rock solid truth of your word, Lord God, that we'll be able to create a foundation here that is unshakable, that is extremely stable, functional, that will edify one another and will glorify the Savior through what takes place. as we bear one another's burdens. And we just ask it all in the most precious and holy name of Jesus we pray. And all God's people said, amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Morgan City, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about First Baptist Church, including contact info, go to the website www.fbcmc.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.